You had Elephant Bays. We're up to, we mentioned, left off last week, the idea of Kanela Hasker, Midas Yom, Belaila, Midas Laila Yom, which was toward the top of the page, that in the davening, the Krish, in the Birchas Krishma, we mentioned the attributes of day
and night. And night. Koshek, and why we use the word Koshek.
Right, so we spoke
as
about
it. As we said,
that.
You know, we spoke
right. So we brought down the psukim. It said, "Bishlamo." Even though we saw this, we'll just quickly go through it. It's like eight lines from the top. "Bishlamo midas laila biyom." I can understand where we find the characteristic of night during our chakras. I'm reading yotze or rechoshech, which is what we say in the morning, even though we talk about choshech. And then Gemara said, "El midas yom laila hei from shkachas." So where do we find it? Al Marbaye, we find at night, by Marv, Golil Ormim Nechoshev, Choshev Nior. So we're up to the Idoch. The Idoch, and what is the other one? In other words, we had discussed last time the first bracha before the Shema in the morning. So the answer was Yotzer Or, right? Yotzer Rechoshev. What's the name of the second bracha? So you would probably venture that the answer should be Abba Rabba, right? Because that's what we say, right? We say Abba Rabba. Abba Rabba of Talmud. Well, not everyone agrees to that, as we'll see now. The Idach and the other bracha, Maini, Amar Yehuda and Shmuel, oh, Abba Rabba. Okay, that's good. Abba Rabba it is. The Chain Oyri Lo, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lozar, Rabbi Das, Beret, so instructed Rabbi Lozar to Rabbi Pedas' son, Abba Rabba. That's the proper words. Abba Rabba with an abundant love. Good evening. Good afternoon, days. Tanya, Nami Hoffley also learned something similar to this in a Brisa. Ein Omer Mamas Olam El Abba Rabba. So we say in the morning, Abba Rabba. The Amri, the Rabbanan Amri, the Rabbanan say no. In the morning, we say Abbas Olam. The Chain Hu Oimer, after all, the Pasuk says, the Ahavas Olam Havticha, with the completeness of the love, I love you, Al Kain Mishkaticha Chasin. And therefore, I remain true to you with Chesed, with kindness. So, but that's the end of that piece of Gemara. But we clearly see that in the morning we paskin, obviously, from our Avarab. Because that's what we say, exactly. So that kind of gives it away, what the halacha is. And by Marev, we say Avas Olam Yisrael. We begin the bracha of Avas Olam.
Right.
So the difference in the translation of Abba Rabba is with an abundant love, as opposed to Marev with an eternal love. And there's obviously a significance between the two. Why do we say in the morning Abba Rabba, why at night Abba Soilum? Why? Apparently the Machlokas over here in the Gemara is not by Marev, it's only by Shachris, which implies that some people hold you should also say Abba Soilum in the morning. But certainly at night, you should say Abba Soilum with an eternal love. Now, Abba Soilum sounds a little bit more intense than Abba Rabba, an abundant, a decent amount of love. So one of the explanations we discussed was Marev, it's night, it's dark. So you don't see Hashem's hand in the world. That's why we say L'hagir baboka chastech v'emunascha v'emunas. Right? So emunah, faith, you know, you turn off the lights.
Well,
and
it's
have
a faith that you wake up in the morning.
Right. That's true. That's true. And so there is an element at night of this, that Hashem leaves us out in the dark, so to speak. And therefore, because of this, as we heard last week, a possibility, at night we need a greater emphasis of Hashem's love and connection to us, and that's why it's an Abbas Olam. In the morning, Abba Rabba is sufficient, because we see Hashem's glory unfold around us anyway. So that's a possible approach. Okay, let's continue. This next line is going to be extremely problematic, and we have a relatively large Tosos, which we'll be spending a decent amount of time going over today. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Hashkim al-Shtagais ad-Shul-Okayur-Kriyishma at-Sarach-Lebarich. when a person gets up and you want to learn Torah, Anshul Kara Krishma Sarach Levarach. And before you read the Shema, you have to say a bracha. You have to say a bracha, which is referring specifically to
bracha satorah that we say in the morning.
Exactly. The bracha, bracha satorah. However, mishikara kriyashma ein sarach levarach. If you already
said the Shema,
if you said
because
the Shema,
because maybe you'd be yotzei because it's from the Torah. So
oh, it's going to say the next, the reason. It's not just because you said the Shema, but it's the things that come before it and after it. Good evening. Shikfar nifter bi avarabba, because you already became patur because of avarabba. Now, what exactly is going on over here? So we know the Berachas Torah discusses, we have to say Berachas Torah before you in the beginning of davening,
right.
before you learn. And we're going to discuss, hopefully today, the nusach of the Birkas HaTorah, which is actually three components, three paragraphs, which in itself is strange, because the mitzvah of Birkas of learning Torah, you say a bracha. Like any mitzvah, you say a bracha. Here, there's three brachas. That's a discussion unto itself, which we'll get to later on, because the Gemara is going to end up all the way down to the two dots, going through this nusach, and this is where we learn Birkas HaTorah from the Gemara coming up. But Birkas HaTorah, for learning Torah. But if you look at before the Shema, right before the Kriya Shema, this paragraph which we're discussing, the second paragraph of Berachas Kriya Shema, the paragraph of Ava Rabba, what do we say in it? Avinu Hava Rachman, Hamarachim Racham Aleinu, V'sein B'labeinu, L'havin, L'haski, L'shmoa, L'ilmo, L'lamin, L'shmer, V'lasa, Z'kayim, Eskol, Dibri, Talmud, Torah, Sech, B'yava. Well, that was a mouthful. But that means, right, that instill in our hearts to understand, to elucidate, to listen, learn, teach, safeguard, perform, fulfill all the words of your Torah's teaching with love. So the Gemara feels that once you say this paragraph of Ava Rabba, which in it discusses the inyan of learning Torah, that alone
makes you yotzei.
So just like we know, well, mashal, you take a lulav and you shake it. You forgot to say a bracha. Let me say a bracha. You can't. You already finished. You're yotzei. You fulfilled the mitzvah. You can't say a bracha afterwards. So too over here. This, even though you don't say the same, you don't say baruchat Hashem, elokeinu melech haolam, whatever. But nonetheless, since the inyan of the bracha, berachas haTorah, is found in Ava Rabba, that's reason enough. You no longer can say berachas haTorah. So you can ask, so why would you skip Berachas HaTorah after all? So, you come, something which I could not relate to, but imagine, God forbid, a person would come late to shul, right? And it's not something which I can fathom for myself, personally, right? Right? And everyone can attest to that, correct? Anyway. Neman Bisur.
Right, I have to say that.
So, this is a possibility. If a person says, I want to chat Shimon Esrei, I want to Tzibor, so I'll cut and paste, skip a part, skip some here. Berachas HaTorah is one that you should not skip. Because Berachas HaTorah, once you skip it and you're already getting into Kriya Shema, and we already know by Shacharis, you can't just jump into Shimon Esrei. You can't wait. By Marv, we said if you come late to Shul, and the Tzibor is about to start the Amida, daven Shimon Esrei with them. Well, I didn't say the Shema yet. I'm not Samachul Tefillah. So he said it's better to daven b'tzibur. That's even greater. Okay. But when it comes to the shacharis, you have to daven, even if there's the possibility you might end up not davening b'tzibur, you have to be sonach gula tefillah. That's more important. You have to say the Shema first. So in the event that you're really short on time, Berachas HaTorah is not something to skip. Because if you skip it, then and you end up obviously saying Berachas Kriya Shema, Ava Rabba, even Yotzei. And that's what the Gemara says. That's what the Gemara tells us. That once a person says the Shema, Mishikar Kriya Shema, Ein Sarach Levarech, it's interesting the language, Ein Sarach. You don't have to, which sounds like you could if you want to.
Technically you are making the bracha. Because if you make the bracha of Ava Rabba, right?
Yeah.
And you've gone through the whole thing, Ava Rabba, and you said, Mabur Sashvacha, Madinah Lera, Honolah,
Right. You've made the bracha because you have said that, and then you say, you know, Aboker b'mo Yisrael b'ahava.
Right.
And what's the bracha you make in the Torah? Is Ashabach Rabbanus. It's basically the same thing. You're saying the same bracha, basically.
Interesting. Right? So they're right. So they're really both the same.
It's very similar in Lashon. So yeah, you're really getting away with it by doing that, the Yotze, because you're basically making the same bracha.
Sounds good. Yeah, that's very good. That's a good. That's a good point. Before we get into the sink into the Tosfos halacha, the Mechaber actually tells us from Yosef Karapaskins, based on the words of this Gemara, that birchas avas olam, it says here, but Abarabba, poteres birchas hatorah, that if you said it, you no longer say birchas hatorah. He adds a very interesting thing. He says, we're going to get into this in Tosfos in great detail. If you learn immediately without stopping, without a hesek, because we know when it comes to Berachas HaTorah, there's a reason why immediately after Berachas HaTorah, we're going to talk about Berachas HaTorah really at probably next time in greater detail, but that's the reason why in Berachas HaTorah, immediately after the bracha, we jump right into learning, right? You know, we don't take for granted you're actually going to start learning right away, especially in the middle of davening.
Well, technically, but we have the three parts which we say psukei d'zimra. That we say four psukei d'zimra karbanos. We say ezem akomon. We say Rabbi Shmuel. What's the third part? I forget the third part. Is it brachos? Is that take care of the Torah?
Well, we say a lot of karbanos. We say.
But then we say specifically the ezem akomon is the Mishnah.
We mentioned the Akedah.
Yishmael, Rabbi Shmuel is the Gemara. Which part is the Chumash? Is that?
Well, in the Chumash, we have a couple places. We have Akedas Yitzchak, read that. We have the Karban Talmud. The Talmud is mentioned as well. So those are Pesukim.
But I'm saying, by saying these three things, you kind of go and say every day of doing the things. That's why it's very people, you know, think Pesukim.
So that's the ideal. That's the ideal to say.
From Rabbi Laffer, after me, peace, shame, shalom.
Yes.
This was something he spoke about on Shabbos.
Oh. Well, you still remember 2 days. That's good. I actually can't remember anything 5 minutes later.
My mind.
that's the ideal, assuming that people say karbanos, which is we should all strive to that level. But certainly in the Berachas HaTorah, the condensed form, Yivarechach Hashem, is part of Chumash, right? That's Torah. The next is El Devarim Shelem Shir, which is a Mishnah, the first Mishnah. Hey, and then the next El Devarim is actually Gemara. So you have the three components of which in the Shema we say Vishinantam Levanecha. The Gemara says Vishinantam teaching Torah means Vishilashtem. You should divide it into three parts: Chumash, Mishnah, and Gemara. That's the ideal way of learning to have all three. And the Tosfos and Kedushin, which you learned in Shabbos as well. Is the idea of Gemara Bavli, so the question is, people in yeshivas don't learn, spend a third of the day learning Chumash, maybe they should.
No, originally we thought it would be 2 days of one, 2 days
of right,
one,
right.
But you don't know
what day
throughout the week,
right.
So therefore you split up the day with a third,
right.
And that's why we come down to these three parts of the
device.
Right. So to be able to say it every single day.
So that's one interpretation I believe the Gemara brings down. Tosfos says that Talmud Bavli, Bavel, means mixed. Because when we learn Gemara, we're not just learning Gemara. Gemara is based on the Mishnah. And we always find a Pasuk Chumash. It's Darshning Pesukim straight through. So really you get the Vishilashtem through learning Gemara. That's the way that yeshivas can learn Gemara. But anyway, that's what the halacha states. And he says that when you learn, you have to learn miyad bli hefsek. You have to learn immediately afterwards, which means apparently it sounds like immediately after you say the paragraph of Avarabi, you can start learning. Which is strange, because you're in the middle of davening. So it's brought down...
By repeating the Shema, obviously you're learning, because you're remembering everything, with the whole essence of Shema is the Tzias Mitzrayim and Vishinatul Levanecha, Dibartavah, Shivtcha, Visecha, so basically you are doing that because you're going right into...
So maybe the Kriya Shema itself is some
learning,
type of...
Right, cause
it could be.
The Torah.
Could be.
Right.
Could be. That's something to think about. Yeah. We'll get into some...
You may very well have actually fulfilled the mitzvah of Kriya Shema
But the Shema that comes to Psukei Zimra.
Yeah, but we say that's only the Diyeved that you don't say with, you know, Psukei Zimra, you know, with,
you know,
with
in the way of, if you are, then this is learning.
Very good. Okay, let's, before we get back into the halachic realm, let's see the Tosfos, because time's ticking. And it's a pretty large Tosfos. We're going to see Tosfos number 2, which is, yes, the long one. Shkvar Nifter B'Avarab. So, Ad Hilkach, okay, Nimrin Lukuhu. It's basically saying this, the whole Tosfos is really going until the end of this Gemara, which says limrin inhu l'ku, say them all, which means the Gemara said what's birchas Torah, so something, maybe it's the first paragraph, the second one, the third, we're saying, you know, say them all. That's what we end up doing. That's the maskana of the Gemara, that we say all three because there's a machlokas what we should say, and therefore we say all three. And obviously the Mefarshim discussed that there's a difference between all three components of birchas Torah. We'll get to that when we get to that part of the Gemara. Yerushalmi, in Talmud Yerushalmi Yesh Hadi Armin Shkvar Nifter Rabba Rabbam, when it says, the Talmud Yerushalmi says, the only time that you're Pater from Berachas HaTorah by saying Rabba Rabba, Behu Shishana Al Atar, only when you learn it immediately. What is that? What does Atar means? Perush L'Alter. Atar means immediately, Shalom and Miyad Ba'osu Makam, that you learn immediately in that place, which is what the Mechaber paskins like that Yerushalmi. It's not brought down in the Gemara, but we see clearly Rabbi Yosef Karo paskins like that Yerushalmi, that the only time you're Yotze is Dafka in a scenario that you learn immediately after Avarabba. And the Kasha, right. So which means, probably it means, we're going to see what this means. Initial Harav, Rabbi Yitzchak, could go Anu, for example, us. She'ein onu lomda miyad li'achat tefilas ha'shachar. You come to shul, generally speaking, people immediately after davening are not able to learn right afterwards. Because what are they doing? She'anu tzrudim b'hoyuchim, because they're busy, they have to go. They're not able to learn. Ad emsa ha'yom, or yoser. They have to wait till the middle of the day or later. They have things, errands to run. So the typical person does not learn immediately after Shachris. And that's what we see.
They don't have Rabbi Tomsky's
Tarmalacha. Oh, maybe that's talk of the Indian of learning right after Shachris. Very good. Maybe we'll see that. That could be. So Amai, that could be a source to the minhag of learning right after Shachris. Amai in Anu Mevarchin Berachas HaTorah Pamacheris Kishanu Maskil and Lilmun. He asked the Kasha. He says, I don't understand. Why is it that since, you know, we learned Torah, we said the bracha, we davened, and then we go out about our business for hours and hours, and then all of a sudden we start learning. We learn at 3 in the afternoon. Whatever, we can hop around. We learn a little bit. But he asked a very simple question. Why is it that, you know, we don't say the bracha, Berachas HaTorah again? Why is it the fact that we said it once in our whole day, in the morning, we're Yotze for the rest of the day? Doesn't make any sense. Well, Mashal, a person has an apple, you, right? Doesn't
you
mean you can...
You gotta make a bracha every single time you're gonna eat.
Yeah, because there's an Indian of Hesach Hadas. You know, you're moving on. You're not concentrating on thinking. So listen to this. The Heshiv Ri, so the Ri answers, Dulkaimulim Kos Yerushalmi. I don't hold like this Yerushalmi, that the idea to be Yotze of Birchas HaTorah has to be, you have to learn right afterwards. Hoyil, since the Gamrin and Shalon and Shul Amru, the Insarach Alter Lilmud, because we see that this is not something which we ourselves do, and therefore it's not necessary to have to do so. We don't have to learn immediately. That it's not so. We don't find that there's such an inyan that we have to learn immediately afterwards. So that, because otherwise, if it's true that you have to learn immediately afterwards, so then how come we who do not learn immediately afterwards, apparently that means we're not Yotze, right? We haven't fulfilled the Berachas HaTorah, therefore we should have to do it again. We don't do this again. So the fact that we don't say it again must be a raya that you don't have to learn immediately after your davening. Now we're going to see in a few moments in the Mishnah Berurah on the other Mefarshim that there may be a difference between Berachas HaTorah and Abba Rabba. That maybe when it comes to Abba Rabba, you have to learn immediately afterwards. But when it comes to Berachas Torah, for some reason, you don't have to.
Wait a second.
We'll see that.
Here now at night. It's already the next day, technically, we're at night. So should we be making a Berachas Torah or sitting and learning now?
That's a good question.
It's interesting. A major Indian with Berachas Torah, especially like for example, on Shavuos, if we're up all night and look for something to slip in between, they had to have a hefsek from being able to learn before they can say the Berachas Torah.
But
that's not necessarily true for other prophets.
Right. And I mean, it's
what you're saying, we're sitting and learning now. We all know that it's like the next day.
It's the next day.
Right. It's at night. So, I mean, I could see during the day, if we were learning at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Shabbos, Sanhedrin, where, you know, it's Bo Bayom. But now we're Bo Balailo, which is really the next day. Do we need to say Berachas Torah?
It's a good question. Tosus is going to address that question later on. We're going to get to that. Okay? Well, that's a very valid question because, it's the next day. So let's continue. So he said, you have to learn immediately after davening. It's nice, but it's not necessary. Oh, and furthermore, it says, Tosus, here he goes. Even according to the Yerushalmi, I don't hold that you have to learn immediately afterwards, but even according to the Yerushalmi that says you do, davka Abba Rabba. Maybe it's only specifically if you didn't say Berachas HaTorah and you only were Yotzei Me'Avo Rabba the Lohavi Ikar Bracha LeBerachas HaTorah. Because that's really not the main source of the Bracha. The Ikar Abba Rabba LeKrishma Niskan. The purpose of Abba Rabba was really instituted to connect itself to the Shema, to one of the Berachas Krishma. Uvishvil, he ain't a nifter MeBerachas HaTorah. The only way that it could patter you that you don't have to say the bracha, Berachas HaTorah, el im yilmon miyad, v'gam lo yase hesach hadas, is only if you learn immediately afterwards. So he says a beautiful chiluk, which is what he says. Maybe the idea of the Yerushalmi is the reason why you have to learn immediately afterwards in this unique situation, you did not see Berachas HaTorah, is because otherwise, Abba Rabba, it's like you always say Abba Rabba. You're not thinking, I'm going to be Yotzei Berachas HaTorah through this. You're not thinking that way. So therefore, unless you learn immediately, it doesn't really show that that's the significance of this paragraph. The significance of this paragraph, as we always say, after we've already said Berachas HaTorah, is to connect to the Shema. So therefore, perhaps that's the only time Yerushalmi requires to learn immediately afterwards, is dafka if you skip Berachas HaTorah and you only said Abba Rabba, but otherwise you would not have to learn immediately afterwards. That's the possibility. Continuing Tosfos. Although Berachas Asher Bochor Banu, Uberachas La'asek B'Divrei Torah, Shein Iker LeBerachas HaTorah Poteres Kol Hayom. That, you're part of the entire day. Okay. V'entani. Now Tosfos asks, I think your question, but in a different way. He uses a different example. Ma'ishna M'Sukkah. Right? Get back to the Sukkah. Okay? What's the difference between a sukkah? What do you mean? What's Berachas HaTorah to do with sukkahs? I'll tell you. Shitzarech lebarech al kol suda besuda leisha besukkah. Why is it that every single time a person sits in the sukkah, you have to say leisha besukkah, right? Okay. Every time you eat a meal, you have to say leisha besukkah. Okay. Every time I eat a meal, I have to make a bracha because I made a bracha. I'm benched, but if I in the morning for breakfast, I sat in my sukkah and I said Leisha B'Sukkah, and then I go 4 hours later to my same sukkah for lunch. Again, I say Leisha B'Sukkah. It doesn't make any sense. Why? What's?
Should be Yotze the whole day.
You should be Yotze the whole day. So if you want to tell me that you're not Yotze the whole day, you have to do it every single time you're involved in it. So it should be the same thing by Berachas HaTorah. Every time you're involved in learning Torah, you should say another bracha. This is probably the most unbelievable answer. Listen to this. That's mind-boggling. Listen to this. The Yeshlema can say the Shani Torah. Torah is different. And this is, it's embarrassing reading these next three lines, but I have to do it. This is what Tosfos says, but it's unbelievable. Tosfos says, why is Torah different? She'enu miyayish daito. Because we never divert our attention from it. The kol shah, every moment, adam mechuyev lilmud. We always have to learn. Right? Yoshev kol hayom b'lo hesek. It's just like you sitting in that sukkah the entire day without a hesek. So when you're sitting in the sukkah, while you're in the sukkah, okay, l'man yedu, I know I'm in the sukkah, make a bracha. Then you leave and you go at your business. I'm not in the sukkah, I'm busy doing this. But when it comes to learning Torah, when you're sitting in front of your sefer, you're learning, you're shuckling, you're listening, you're understanding. But when you walk away between the 3-5 hours of you learning now and then you learning then, that Torah should be still with you to the point that you're not, there's no hesach hadas. You're constantly involved in it. It's unbelievable. That's what Tosis explains. The reason why you did not have to say Berachas HaTorah again throughout the day is because there's no hesach. There's no time that you're stopping your thought process. What we are. That's a chisam.
There's two things I want to say briefly. Number one is that if you're a halakhic Jew, you really never can stop thinking. There's almost any action you do, you can say, is this or am I not? So you really always think of this. I mean, you pick up a bottle to drink water, is it
kosher?
I have to make the bracha again? Is it still time? Did I say it's the last bracha still?
Right, very good.
The other thing is that since there's no interruption, that's why you wouldn't have to say Birchat Torah at night, because you're continuous, and we know that if somebody learning at night or doesn't think of the face, if they took a break from learning, took a walk during the learning, but if they didn't sleep, they can't say Birchat Torah, because there has to be a hefsek, and there's never really a hefsek. And we say, Vahagita bo vayomu valayla, notice the order is vayomu valayla,
it's not
valayla vayom.
Very nice. Because
one day runs into the next with learning.
Right.
It's always on your mind.
So it's, but when a person is sleeping, it's a meninus. You can't expect me to be thinking Torah while I'm sleeping.
Dreaming Torah.
I mean, Mirat Hashem, you should get to that level, that what you do during the day, you dream about at night. And you'll be learning Torah at night, coming up with Chidushim, as we find a lot of Achronim and great Rishonim. That's what they used to do. They used to come up with a tremendous Chidushim at night, when they were dreaming, sleeping. But when they wake up in the morning, that talk is a hefsek. That's already a break. So maybe that's a possibility. Right? Very good. So that's how the Tosfos explains this. Avol achila b'sukkah yeshah kavua. That's a set specific time. Okay. V'im timer, so he asks another question. But this time,
if you stay in the sukkah the whole day, you come to the next meal.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
You wouldn't come to the next meal, yeah.
You've gotten up, you're still sitting there.
You're in the sukkah all day, have breakfast in the morning, right. You make the leishah. Now, we have lunch. You're still in the
circle,
you know, you make leishah again?
Well, there's a question, but let's say are you allowed to bench and then immediately make kiddush afterwards? You have to bench and then say another bracha? Is that a bracha of atal in general? Right? Like, it's you know.
Well,
that's a problem. That could be a problem. That what?
I've seen people do it before. I mean, I don't know.
It's 4 o'clock is the shkia, so they have a late, late lunch, and they're like, oh my goodness, shkia is this. So they bench and they quickly eat again. It's not so posh. Really not. It's not so posh. I mean, some say there has to be some break of time.
Right.
You know, it doesn't have to be extremely lengthy, but, you know, otherwise, you know, you're dealing with, you know, bracha
batala. Well, if you have to change the venue also, then
you start putting the shul on the 8 at home. But not everyone does that. As you've noticed, not everyone makes it to shul on Shal Shudas. But that's a whole other story, right? Anyway, so, but that's, that is an issue. Some people will take a 3-minute break and go walk around the block and come right back, you know, burn off 3 calories and then go for another 10,000. So that's an issue.
Oh, that's Erev Pesach. Shabbos Erev Pesach.
That what? Because you have to eat your meal right, including Shal Shudas, assuming that you want to wash, or you can maybe get away with something. Okay. We don't have to worry about that this year. Next year, I think we do, though. I looked it up in 2008. It's
Friday, Saturday night again?
Saturday, I think so, yeah. Okay. Either that or Sunday. It's Sunday night or Saturday night. I couldn't figure it out. But it's one of the two. Anyway, the Tosfos continues and asks a different question. Now we're talking about a sukkah. V'im toimar, v'imnei ma'ein onu mevarchan lishan besukkah. Okay. It's interesting. Tosfos, I guess, a little bit of a tangent over here. But once we're already talking about brachos for leishah
to sukkah, to sleep in the sukkah.
Why don't you make a bracha to sleep in the sukkah? So teretz is, because I don't sleep in the sukkah. No one sleeps in the sukkah, so you don't have to make a bracha. Obviously, you're supposed to. So assuming that you do, why don't you make a bracha on it?
In Israel, everybody sleeps in the sukkah.
Oh, but did they say leishim sukkah?
No. The weather was much warmer there, so everyone goes sleeping.
That's the heter.
There's no heter to
not sleep in the sukkah. Okay. But this is where this whole Indian is found. Why don't you make a bracha, leishim b'sukkah, to go to sleep in the sukkah?
Leishim b'sukkah.
I guess so. I'm not sure if they would change the girsa. Mibnein eno mevarchin to sleep. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to change the girsa, but it means while you're going to sleep in the sukkah. Right, either way. But nonetheless, we don't. Vishlomar, interesting answer. The only reason why we do not, because it's a change of venue, right? The bracha, the achila, shemavarchin leishim peturaso. This is because this is the famous answer. The bracha when you on Friday, the first night of Kiddush, first day of Sukkot, first night, when you say leishim sukkah, so you're already packed. You're going to sleep in the sukkah as well. So they say that bracha leishim sukkah carries forward until
eating and sleeping,
eating and sleeping until the next time you eat, which is pretty interesting. Inami.
Because leishim really doesn't mean sitting.
It's to dwell within.
Exactly. That's why the minhag of people when they make their kiddush, they say leishim, sit down. Why sitting?
Well, they're tired.
Leishim means, as you say, dwelling. That's sitting. Well,
it could be different minhag. I don't want to. But you're right. That's the correct translation.
What's Yishev Eretz Yisrael? Sitting there or just being there?
Dwelling. Right, settling, living. Okay, that's one answer. That's a difficult answer to understand, but that's one answer why we don't make a bracha on sleeping in the sukkah. Inami, I'll give you another shot. We're going to focus on this just for a moment. We're going to divert our attention for a moment after we see the second answer. Mishum shem eloyishim. Because what happens if you fall, you make the bracha, leishay b'sukkah, and you go into your sleeping bag in your sukkah, and you don't fall asleep? V'havi bracha l'vatala she'en shehari ein biyad elishan kol shashirtza. It's not up to you to go to sleep whenever you want, unless you're a college student, right? But most people, they don't necessarily, can't just turn a switch. To have a morsel of food, it's not too difficult. You know I want him to eat some bread, you're about to eat it, you make a bracha. To go to sleep, the bracha, say leishim asukkah, I'm going to sleep. Who says, Lav Dach, you're going to fall asleep? Maybe not going to fall asleep. So therefore, because of that, says Tosis, you should not say the bracha, because otherwise it will be a bracha levatala. So that Mefarshim asks the Kasha, that there's also an Indian, we're talking about Kriya Shema, how about Kriya Shema Amita?
Right, you're going to fall asleep, the same thing. That was my next question.
Right, so Kriya Shema Amita.
Same thing could be a bracha levatala.
Right, because the Kriya Shema itself is not.
No, it's not.
Oh, very good.
All the other things,
right.
So
very good. V'kasha, madua imkei mevarchin berchas hamapil lifnei hashina. How could you say this bracha? The ein anuchayshin shemelu yirdam v'tei brachas levatala. We don't have such shash. There is a bracha you're supposed to say right before you go to sleep, and you're not supposed to talk after what the halacha says. You're supposed to go to sleep immediately afterwards. What if I can't fall asleep that night? I just can't fall asleep. So talk to bracha latala. So, but we're not chayshish to that. We're not afraid of that. So the Tosfos is saying the only reason, according to the second answer of Tosfos, that we don't say bracha b'leishim asukkah is because you might not fall asleep. So answers teretz hagoyin Reb Chaim Kanievsky shlita. He answers like this: Shemelo yirdam klalo chashina. The fact that you're not going to fall asleep at all, that we're not concerned. Shahar imlo yirdam akshav. You don't fall asleep right now. You're going to fall asleep later on, because that's the nature of the beast. If you're eventually going to fall asleep. You're not going to fall asleep at 10 o'clock. You'll fall asleep at 2 o'clock. And therefore, you can say that I bracha birchas hamapil, because certainly at the end you're going to fall asleep. Masha Einkein says of Knievsky, L'inyan mitzvah shina b'sukkah, when it comes to the mitzvah of sleeping in the sukkah, ein ze maspik. That's not sufficient to say leishiv b'sukkah. Ki amnam vadei shibasov b'shol davar yirdam, even though you're eventually going to fall asleep. However, there's still this doubt that what may happen. What do you mean? You're still going to maybe fall asleep at 2 in the morning. What happens if you watch the Super Bowl? What happened during the entire Super Bowl? It was raining, pouring buckets. And what happens when it's raining and it's 10 o'clock and you said the bracha? You cannot sit in that sukkah. It's a klala. You have to leave the sukkah. So therefore, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, there's a basic difference. Just because you eventually will fall asleep, you assume you'll eventually, you're not going to stay up the entire night. But maybe in the interim, it's going to rain, or some you'll the stars fucked him in a sukkah, your anguish, whatever. Those are all valid reasons to not that you should leave a sukkah, or you must leave the sukkah, and therefore the bracha is a bracha vatala. Mashen came by Hamapil, eventually he'll fall asleep. Hopefully he'll fall asleep sooner, or sooner rather than later. Okay, let's go back into Tosis. Tosis continues, we're up to the dot, okay, next to the Gilead Hashas. Bahaya Omer, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, Kisha'adam Omer Mimitaso Laila. When a person gets up from their bed at night, Lilmod, forget the parentheses, to learn. You get up at 2 in the morning, I guess, to learn. She'ein Sarach Levarach Berachas HaTorah. You don't have to say Berachas HaTorah, according to the Rabbeinu Tam. Menesha Berachas HaTorah shall esmol Shachris Poteres ad Shachris Acheres Voniyu. Rabbeinu Tam holds that if you wake up in the middle of the night and you look at the clock and it's only 2 in the morning, 1 in the morning, first, and you want to learn, should you say Berachas HaTorah at that time or should you not say Berachas HaTorah? Rabbeinu Tam says you do not have to, just as long as it's not Shachris. So he holds, it goes from Shachris to Shachris. Vonihu. But I don't hold with such a thing. So the kash is, how about, let's say, in many, many places where they have a daf yomi or whatever, that they learn an hour before Shachris. So what do those people do? Do they say Berachas HaTorah? Do you know what they do? Do they say Berachas HaTorah? They do. They certainly do. The halacha is you're supposed to say Berachas HaTorah. When you wake up, you say Berachas HaTorah. But Rebbeinu Tam apparently holds... Now, the question is, what does it mean that you got up out of your bed belayla at night? Maybe it means that it's like momish, like 1 in the morning. It's not 5 or 6. Maybe you can be machalik. But the Tosas Vonihira, I don't hold of that. I don't agree that we go from Shachris to Shachris. It's like an ace-to-ace deal, a 24-hour business. No, apparently when you wake up, that alone is a reason to say Berachas HaTorah again. But that's something we'll get into those halachas next time. Okay. But Vahasar Safim Nohogu.
The French.
Oh, so let's see what they do. Nahagu lomer psukim. They have a custom to say psukim berachas kohanim, which is what we do. We follow the French. Vegam elu devarim shein lahem shiur. Shehim mishnah. Ve'elu devarim she'adam ochel perotehem, etc. Shehi brisa, right, which is not really Gemara. Brisa is the same era as the Mishnah, but nonetheless, it's part of the Gemara now. Mimnei her Yerushalmi, the boy of the Limud al-Atar, because the Talmud Yerushalmi, who requires us to learn immediately afterwards, of the Insar of Kamosh Kavar Tikvar. I hold that you don't really need to. So it's interesting, Tosis holds that unlike the Yerushalmi, it's not really necessary to learn immediately after davening, immediately after Berachas HaTorah. He's a machalik. He says only by Avarabba we say that, but not by Berachas HaTorah. But since the French do it, we also do it. We have the minhag to learn immediately afterwards, even though it's not required according to all the Rishonim, such as Tosas says.
What does Rashi say? So he was French.
That's a good question. It's a good question. What Rashi holds over here? Let's see. I'm not sure if Rashi really comments on this. Rashi really doesn't say. We'll read the very short Rashi, the first thin line. Shikvar nifter bi'av rabba sheish ba me'ein berachas atayra v'sein b'lobeinu lilmod lamed lishmer b'asim z'kayim b'skodim b'tomator z'echem v'salam v'edu chukir ritzonecha, which he basically just quotes part of that paragraph. That's all Rashi does. Okay. Just like to conclude the evening by sharing, going back into the halacha and discussing what is brought down by the Ber Hetev as well as the Mishnah Berurah. Now again, the Mechaber said that just as long as you said Ava Rabba, that's enough that you don't have to say Berachas HaTorah anymore. Okay, that's not ideal. You don't want to do it that way, but it's okay. So says the Mishnah Berurah, the reason for this, similar to the words of Rashi, Shieshva Me'ein Berachas HaTorah. It's very similar. Sein Bo'Bein Olim Olam Leishma Vlasos of Kayim, etc. L'chora, apparently, Midistam Mashma implies the Afilu Lo Kivein Be'ez HaBracha Liftor Bezeh Berachas HaTorah Sagi. The question is, you have to have Kavani, Hareini, Mezamein. No, that's not necessary. Just as long, once you said it, you Yotze. And then the Mishnah Berurah tells us that the only time this works is only if you learned immediately afterwards. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Birchas Avarama, Kivan Diniskan Ha'ikr L'Kriyashma, since the real purpose of this bracha of Avarama was really instituted as Birchas Kriyashma, Lo Mischazi L'Shem Birchas HaTorah, Elo B'Shona Miyad. The only way it has an effect is if you learn immediately, which is similar to what Tosva said, explaining the Yerushalmi. And then he quotes the words of the Lavush. Kasev HaLavush, She'af im hispalel. Even if you daven, v'siyam ha'tfil, and you finish the Amida, you daven Shemoneh Esrei, ein yikra b'zeh hefsek. Kivan she'achar kach lo m'miyad. In other words, when it says you have to learn immediately, it doesn't mean you have to learn.
Immediately after davening.
Right, immediately after davening. Exactly, because otherwise it doesn't make sense. You're going to interrupt the davening to learn. Miyad, what does it mean you have to learn? Afilu ma'at l'shem mitzvah slimut. You have to learn a little bit, because, and then once you learn, shuv lo yitzarech levarech kol oso hayom. At that point, you will not have to learn, say the bracha, the entire day. The Be'er Heitev tells us, the davka birchas avarav, that this idea of learning immediately afterwards is only if you do this, that you only said avarav, sarech l'ma miyad, dol havi ikr bracha l'birchas atarav. It was really instituted for the Kriyishma. The whole purpose of it was a bracha for Birchas HaTorah. He poteres kol yom. That's enough to pot you the entire day. So therefore, just like Tosfos, so says the Taz, as brought down the Be'er Heitev, that the only time we say it before immediately afterwards is
Avarabah,
but if you Birchas HaTorah, you don't have to. Nonetheless, concludes Tosfos, we Paskin, we do, like the French, that they instituted that we do learn, say, Chumash, Mishnah, and Gemara immediately afterwards, anyway. Stop.